Welcome to the Technicast. This is Technica Editorial's very first podcast episode. I'm Chris Moffitt, and so our guests today, naturally it's the first episode, so our guests are the people that pay the bills around here, Jack Nestor and Arlene Furman.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
How's it going?
It's pretty good.
Good.
Why don't you guys just introduce yourself a little bit and a little bit about the company?
Okay, I'll let you go first, Jack.
Why, thank you. So, I'm Jack Nestor. Started the company in 1989 with Arlene Furman here. We were both working in publishing, scholarly publishing in Manhattan. I was there for about 10 years, Arlene for maybe around seven, something like that. And we fled Manhattan, basically, and wanted to start a new life. So we had sort of scouted out.
Right, and kind of threw a dart at North Carolina.
Pretty much. And came down here in 89, originally to start a bookstore cafe.
And we ended up doing a lot of research on what it would be like to start a bookstore cafe.
Joined the American Booksellers Association, the whole thing, did a whole business plan. It was so dreadful, the financial prospects of that.
Long hours. Adventure. I mean, it seemed like it would be a really awesome way to live your life, but not a way to
make any money whatsoever. Yeah. So in the interim, we decided we were just going to continue with our freelance business, which we had been doing on the side for a number of years, and copy editing and production work. And then basically that turned into Technica Editorial as we know it today. We just never stopped doing
it. Right. We just kept going.
All right, great. And for 25 years now, you guys have been working in the business. What's been the craziest moment or craziest sort of project that you guys have had in that time?
I would say we had we worked for a while on a journal, and it was a plastic surgery journal, and the editor did some crazy historic articles about, you know, plastic surgery in the
Civil War. I still have those photos in my closet. I don't know what to do with them.
And, you know, but he would supply with his articles hundreds upon hundreds of photos, and we would actually, back in the day, we'd have to tag every photo and size the art, and it would just, like, you know, take us hours upon hours. Yeah,
we actually did hire, we had a contractor on hire who was a art sizer, so he would just figure out the best arrangement of hundreds of photos, you know.
Of, like, body parts.
Of body parts, exactly.
Yeah.
All kinds of body parts.
All right, we'll leave it at that. And as we said, you guys have been working in 25 years, and you've also been married the whole time that you guys have been working together. How is it like to work with your spouse on a daily basis running a company?
It's interesting, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. And I'd say, all in all, it's kind of a... Overall, it's been really fun because you get to share and enjoy, you know, the challenges and the adventure.
The high moments.
Yeah, yeah. And then the low moments. But, you know, I think early on we started out in an apartment, and our office, you know, our desks were side to side, and we just kind of, like, decided, okay, that's your space, that's my space, and let's kind of keep it separate and
kind of ignore each other.
Exactly.
And get back together when you need to.
Right, and eventually you learn to love your captor.
There you go. But also, seriously speaking, when you start a business, you know, or a project or whatever, and you have a partner that you can depend on, and you know, it's actually fantastic, and it'll also get you through some really stressful moments when you're down about something, and the other person can kind of lift you up in the short term, so you can just get the job done.
Right. So it's actually been a fun adventure for us.
And so, what kind of things do you see moving forward here in the future for publishing? I mean, I know we've seen a great transition to digital. Do you see anything new moving forward?
That's actually a really good question. I think there are changes, you know, as far as, you know, the electronic, just even working with editors and such, and authors. And I think, you know, there are a lot of algorithms and metrics and, you know, changes in, like, you know, having a living, you know, article that, you know, it's online, but it's constantly being, you know, upgraded and changed.
Revised.
Right. So I'm not really sure, I have to say, where it's going to go. It'll be interesting. I think the next, like, 5 to 10 years will be very interesting.
And so for having worked for 25 years, has there been any sort of major transition or change or challenge that you guys have faced during that time period that you think has you've adapted to well or that has made you guys stronger as business owners and just as people in general?
I mean, there have been so many changes.
I think the changes and the challenges are constant. So, I mean, because we're in it's a service business we're in, there's always the pressure on that to be more efficient and use technology more efficiently. So, you know, what we spend our time on now is way different than what we did, you know, 15 years ago, for instance. So, you know, I just think that we always have to keep our eye on the ball as to what kind of technological advances are coming along or efficiencies that we can exploit and use and help our customers.
Right, and also be in a lot of different pots so that, you know, we're not doing this, you know.
We don't want to be in a single service area.
Right,
because
right.
That could...
Making sure you're diversified.
Yeah,
exactly.
That could disappear.
Okay, and do you have any sort of advice, I guess, for young people that are looking to get into publishing or really anybody that's looking to get into the publishing business today?
Send us a resume.
Agreed.
You know, just go for it. I think, you know, one place that probably, unlike when we started and, you know, there were hundreds of publishing companies. And now I think, you know, the emphasis, you know, with associations would be a good place to start.
Yeah, I think the nonprofit world has a lot of opportunities in it still. I think there are always a lot of opportunities around. And
I agree.
You know, I think young people can either, you know, join an organization or start their own. You know, I think you could easily start a publication yourself these days, and, you know, if you had a vision for it, and just go for it.
So self-publishing kind of see as a big
not
thing
even
here.
Just no, I think self-publishing sort of has a negative connotation to it or label on it. But I'm talking about even if you did a periodical, a new periodical, you know, a new magazine, you know, whatever, you know, and just choose a new kind of model that can be, you know, that wouldn't have any sort of, you know, crushing expenditure to it.
All right, quick lightning round question. What's your favorite book?
Oh, what's my favorite book? Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Is there a Neil Hurston?
Yes.
Yeah. J.R. by William Gaddis.
I've never heard of that one.
I'll bring you a copy.
It'll take you a while to get through it.
Okay, and so I have one final game for you guys. You obviously are experienced with words, grammar, and particularly science words and science vocabulary based off your experience with science journals. So I've got three of them. It's kind of like the game Balderdash, where there's one real definition and a bunch of fake definitions. I'm going to try and see if I can stump particularly Jack, because I've tried this before and failed. So here we go. So the first word, it's a phobia.
I like it.
Nomophobia. N-O-M-O phobia. P-H-O-B-I-A. So...
Wait, what is that?
Nomophobia. So is it fear of the navel? Actually, these are all fears, too. I don't remember what they actually are. But
right.
Yeah. Fear of clowns. Fear of being without mobile phone coverage, fear of beards, or fear of holes.
Wow, those are all really good.
N-O-M-O.
I want to say...
Are we doing these together? This is yours, Arlene.
Okay, I'm going to say, because I don't know why, fear of navels.
That is not true, right? It is actually the fear of being without mobile phone coverage.
Wow. That's what I was. Yeah. But then I thought that would be. Yeah,
that's an actual thing that people are afraid of.
That's crazy. I like it though.
Okay. I don't suffer from that.
Nor do I.
So the second one is an ology. So this one is bryology. Bryology.
This one is
the study of.
The study of, is it the study of the causes of a medical disease, the study of mosses, the study of muscles in your body, the study of eggs in relation to their size and shape, or the study of the fermentation of liquid?
B-R-Y. I'm going with eggs.
It's actually the study of mosses. It's a subset of biology.
Okay.
Darn.
Botany. Yeah. And so the last one, I have a feeling you guys will actually get this. It is allurophilia. So it's a love of something. So is it, and it's spelled A-I-L-U-R-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. Allurophilia. Ah. And so is it the love of cats, love of airmail stamps, love of nudity, love of nooks, crevices, or crannies, or the love of teddy bears?
Wow.
And again, all these are actually things.
So each one of those would have, well, obviously.
They're their own philia, yeah, like but yeah.
I'm just thinking about nudity. Let's see.
Let's see.
A-I-L-U?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read the list again, or sure. At least the first part of the list.
Love of cats.
Mm-hmm.
Love of airmail stamps.
I would go with airmail stamps.
That seems
just because
insane.
Because it seems so insane.
It's actually love of cats.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys would get you had cats.
I know,
cats.
And actually I was going to say that, but I'm thinking that couldn't be. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
Well, we failed.
Yeah.
We were shamed.
It just shows how many weird studies there are out there. So do you guys have any final comments, anything else moving forward?
Well, we're looking forward to a good year, 2017.
Yeah, and I hope we can really, do some interesting and, podcasts in the future and just bring some knowledge to our listeners.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
So this is our first podcast. We're going to hopefully be able to put one out every month moving forward. So thanks for listening. And I'll leave you with a Faulkner quote. It is, take chances. It may be bad, but it's the only way you can do anything really great.